long as I've got you right here with me. Whatever our crazy hearts might do, whatever it is that we go through, no matter what, I know you're right where I wanna be.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabashaw. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Matt Gaetz resigned from the House hours after President-elect Trump announced him as nominee to become Attorney General. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more.
The House Ethics Committee doing its own investigation into Matt Gaetz and allegations that he facilitated the sex trafficking of a 17-year-old girl and other allegations. Dick Durbin, the current chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, who will no longer be the chair come January when Republicans take control of the Senate, has called on the House Ethics Committee to hold on to its report, to transmit it over to the Senate so that they can review it if Gaetz genuinely does go up in front of the Senate to be considered for the nomination.
In Los Angeles, the FAA says it's investigating a small plane that went down in a field and landed upside down. The pilot reported engine issues after takeoff. LA fire officials say two on board made it out, injuries unknown. Fire crews continue to battle blazes in New York City and New Jersey with drought conditions and winds fueling the flames. This is ABC News. Police in Texas are holding three men for questioning about a car theft ring targeting airports in at least five states.
The thieves who prowled terminal parking garages in Texas, New Mexico, Louisiana, Nevada, and Utah didn't use a Slim Jim to pop door locks or a hammer to smash windows. Chris McLaughlin of DFW Airport says they use technology.
Cars today are susceptible to some of the same kind of hacking we see in other aspects of our society,
including spoofed key fobs that might work on your car. DFW saw 10 thefts from its parking garages in 1 month alone. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
If you're at an airport in New York City, expect to pay more for food. Price hikes are set to begin at all New York area airports starting in January. Rising labor costs, including a higher minimum wage and improved benefits, are driving those prices higher. Food service workers at New York City airports are set to make $25 an hour by the end of 2032. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Stuck under overcast and cloudy skies today, but temperatures remain mild. Highs reaching the low 50s and overnight lows staying above freezing to the upper 30s. Tomorrow's the day the sunshine makes a return, and high temperatures stick with where they are in the low 50s. For fall and winter getaways, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. Right now, 44 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newpert. A Waukesha County mother is accused of leaving her son on the side of a freeway. Ted Allen has an update.
Flor Escalante is accused of dropping the 12-year-old off on I-94 last week following an argument over his grades. After making her son get out of the car, she drove off. Court records say Escalante told police she did it because she felt her son didn't appreciate all she did for him. She's charged with child abandonment and neglecting a child.
After an outcry from parents at the school board, school leaders in Kenosha want to secure all of the doors at all of their schools. This is after a 13-year-old showed up at Roosevelt Elementary with a suspicious bag and a suspected rifle last week. Channel 12 last night reported that seven schools in Kenosha do not have secure doors like those at Roosevelt. And there will be no major cuts in Milwaukee County for now. Executive David Crowley signed a new $1.4 billion spending plan yesterday. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick. Fast play, fast play. Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new Scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has Scratch games, Lotto draw games, and Fast Play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07, reporting from the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City. I'm Brian Winnekins with news on WRDN. News this hour being brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mull Drive, Eau Claire and Sundstrom & Company. Your local tax experts, Durand. Chippewa County is looking for a new administrator. Administrator Randy Schultz yesterday announced he's retiring. Schultz says his last day with the county will be in March of next year. He's not saying why he's retiring or where he might be going. Schultz has been with Chippewa County since 2018 and says it's been an honor to work in the county's administrative office. Two residents of Goodhue County have been identified as the people killed this week in an accident on the Kansas Turnpike. That accident happened early Monday morning near Wichita and involved a total of three vehicles. And in the crash, an SUV with the Minnesota residents inside rear-ended a semi-truck. 78-year-old Thomas Reller and 27-year-old Octavia Reller, both of Zumbrota, were killed. The first electric charging stations are going online at Quick Trip. That company announced Wednesday that a set of chargers has been installed in West Salem and that the system will run off of a new app called Quick Charge. The stations will offer plugs for both major vehicle standards and can charge at 150 kilowatts. The effort matches a push for expanded electric vehicles service here in Wisconsin, which has seen fewer charging installations than other states. That makes it hard to travel to rural parts of the state. Wisconsin's Chief Justice wants to find a way to get more lawyers for the rest of the state. Chief Justice Annette Ziegler yesterday challenged lawyers in the state to work with lawmakers to come up with a way to handle the state's lawyer shortage. Ziegler says there's not enough private attorneys in Wisconsin to handle all of the cases. She says seven counties in northern Wisconsin don't have a single attorney to take criminal cases when the public defender isn't available. She says that means people are being denied justice. Ziegler says it isn't saying how she wants it done, but says something must be done to help communities outside of Milwaukee and Madison. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Thanksgiving ham and turkey special going on now at Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand. Order now through November 18th and pick up starting November 20th. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand for more information.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
One person was injured in a car versus deer accident in Spring Lake Township Monday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 34-year-old Vanessa Moreno of Elmwood was traveling southbound on Highway 121 when she struck the deer. She was transported to Western Wisconsin Health in Baldwin with undetermined injuries. Eau Claire police say no one was hurt when a driver went through the fence at the sports field at Memorial High School. That incident happened yesterday. Police say it looks like the driver had some kind of medical emergency and drove through the fence. The crash destroyed about 40 feet of the fence near the soccer field off of Fairfax Avenue's side of the school. The school says they will have to replace that fence. Now's the time to vaccinate against respiratory illnesses. Tom Hupt with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services says 22% of Wisconsinites have received the flu shot, while 11% of the state residents have been vaccinated against COVID-19. The numbers for the flu vaccine are higher than last year. According to Hupt, about 1.29 million Wisconsinites are vaccinated against the flu this season, compared to 1.25 million last year. Hupt would like to see vaccination rates as high as they were in the 2020-21 season, when 44% received a flu shot. If you get the flu shot now, you can protect yourself through the new year. Wisconsin's governor says the latest round of teacher education grants could help with the state's teacher shortage. Governor Evers yesterday announced $1 million in grant money for nonprofits across the state. The governor says the idea is to help local groups find, train, and license teachers. Evers says too many schools in Wisconsin need teachers, and Wisconsin's not the only state seeing a teacher shortage. Reports show that the turnover numbers for teachers in the state spiked after the COVID years, when many older teachers retired and young teachers left their classrooms for other jobs. The federal government and four states are suing to block United Health Group's proposed $3.3 billion purchase of the home health company Amedis. The complaint is the second time in less than 3 years that the U.S. Justice Department has tried to stop the health insurance business from completing deals. The feds allege that the recent acquisition of Amedis would harm competition because United Health previously completed the multi-billion dollar purchase of LHC Group, which is another home care and hospice company. The government has unsuccessfully sued to block United Healthcare's Optum division from acquiring Change Healthcare in 2022. You're listening to WRDN News.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole-person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
They're off to a good start at the Christmas Village in Irvine Park in Chippewa Falls. Crews started work on the village back in September. Chippewa Falls Park Director John Jimenez says that they're on track to be ready to open the Christmas Village by Thanksgiving. Jimenez says it's now crunch time. They need to hang 200,000 lights as well as get the rest of the village put up. Irvine Park's Christmas Village opens for walkers Thanksgiving night and will remain open till New Year's Day. Reporting from the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City, I'm Brian Winnikins for WRDN News.
Sherry, what have you done to your hair?
What do you mean? Does it not look good?
It doesn't look good. It looks freaking amazing. I can't believe how thick and healthy it looks. Oh, I must know your secret.
No secret. It's hair volume from New Nordic.
Hair volume, huh? Well, it certainly lives up to its name. Your hair has never looked so thick. It is gorgeous.
I was so tired of having thin and brittle hair. Ugh, and the shedding. So I figured I'd give hair volume a try. Needless to say, I'm thrilled with the results. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to pick up some hair volume right now. My reunion's next month and I want my hair to look as good as yours.
Hair volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Purchase at newnordicusa.com or your local Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy. Help your hair look full, voluminous, and beautiful again at newnordicusa.com, Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Stuck under overcast and cloudy skies today, but temperatures remain mild. Highs reaching the low 50s and overnight lows staying above freezing to the upper 30s. Tomorrow's the day the sunshine makes a return, and high temperatures stick with where they are in the low 50s. For fall and winter getaways, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. Right now, 44 degrees.
Playing shorthanded, Giannis Antetokounmpo poured in 59 points and pulled on 14 rebounds. He'll lead the Bucks to their second straight win, 127-120 in overtime over the Pistons. I'm Bill Scott with sports. 59 points, the most scored by a single player in the NBA this season. Brooke Lopez added 29 points and 8 rebounds as the Bucks improved to 4-8. He said it's hard to find new ways to describe Giannis's brilliance.
We're trying to run stuff, obviously. They knew what we had, you know, and they were up pressuring the ball and taking us out of our stuff. And so, you know, it's funny with Giannis. Not only did Giannis have to score, he actually had to be our point guard as well.
Cleveland held off the 76ers 114-106 to become the sixth team in NBA history to start a season 13-0. Cavs 3 games up on Boston for the top mark in the East. Men's college basketball last night, Green Bay won for the first time under new coach Doug Gottlieb, going on the road and beating Western Illinois 87-73. Milwaukee fell to Longwood 76-62. On the women's side, Green Bay beat UIC 74-71. First victory for new coach Kayla Karius at Green Bay, the 29th straight GB win over UIC. Badger women fell for the first time this season, 79-57 at South Dakota State. Packers returned to the practice field yesterday, getting ready for Sunday's matchup against the Bears in Chicago. Remember, Jordan Love got his first win against Chicago in the opener last year, tossing 3 touchdown passes.
There was a lot of emotions and thoughts last year, just being my first season, being a full-time starter going into that. So, obviously playing down there in Chicago is, it's tough place play, but I was excited to go out there and just get the season started off. So a little different feel this year, but we're excited to go down there and put our best foot forward for this game.
Week 11 of the NFL season kicking off tonight with a battle in the NFC East. The Eagles host the Commanders. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Shop Dell Technologies Black Friday event for their lowest prices of the year. The future is on sale today with limited time deals on select PCs like the XPS 16 that accelerate AI with Intel Core Ultra processors. Black Friday is their biggest sale of the year and the best time to upgrade, but it's only here for a limited time. Shop now at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Herbst is hopeful for the future. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Greetings from Daytona, where a band of dreamers took a strip of beach and turned it into a proving ground. The Great American Race, where year after year, greatness is the destination.
Drivers, start your engines, let's go! Yeah!
To book your experience and soak in 500 miles of history and tradition. The Daytona 500, February 16th, 2025. Secure your seats now at Daytona500.com.
Riley Herbst won his third career NASCAR Xfinity Series race last weekend at the Phoenix Raceway, the final event for his Stewart Haas racing team. Herbst says that he believes he has grown as a driver in each season that he's been with the team and is optimistic about his future in the sport.
Every year at Stewart Haas Racing, I felt like has been such a big improvement. I've grown so much. I'm a completely different race car driver than when I walked into Greg Zibidelli's office 4 years ago about this time. And I'm excited of who I've become, and I'm excited for what's ahead and how far more I can grow and I can achieve and how much better I can be.
While optimistic, Herbst has yet to announce his plans for 2025. For more, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
It is possible for those who are lax in their commitment to watering and repotting plants to grow something. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Air plants prefer hands-off relationships as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
You've been a godsend to us. We appreciate it more than ever.
Farm Rescue exists to shine a light on farm families during some of their darkest days.
Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes.
Farm Rescue has assisted over 1,000 families in crisis, a milestone made possible by people like you.
Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org today.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Houseplants. Not that I don't like them, it's just that I overwater, forget to water, or my cat eats them. I've seen air plants for sale in a local nursery, just hanging out in bowls of glass or on some other cutesy thing, and there's no soil underneath them at all. I also noticed there are no roots either. Frank Messina is a wholesale grower of air plants in California. He says they don't need roots.
It gets all of its light and all of its water through its leaves, so it doesn't have any roots that take any water up. Nutrients and water come through its leaves through little scales called trichomes, and these scales act like sponges and absorb the water into the plant.
Most air plants need a drink of water once or twice per week, depending on the environment. But keep it simple. Hold them under a faucet or dunk them in a bucket of water for a few seconds. Turn the plants upside down to drain so water isn't lodged in their crevices. They will grow faster if they're fertilized, but Messina says they don't need it. Even if your other houseplants are dying off, air plants will live and keep producing baby plants.
The life cycle is basically the plant maybe would start from a seed, would grow to maturity, and produce a bloom. After it blooms, it produces pups or offshoots off the bottom of the plant, and those will become a larger and larger colony. As you grow more of them, you can break them off and give them to your friends, and the plants will continue on as long as they're taken care of properly.
The other great thing about air plants is the endless ways to display them in places where you didn't think it was possible to grow plants. They can dangle from wherever you want them to, as long as they have light and good air circulation. Learn more about the wonder of air plants at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
This holiday at T-Mobile, I'm joined by a special co-anchor.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Snoop, let's talk about T-Mobile.
Okay, cool.
This holiday, get four lines for $25 a line, plus four iPhone 16s with Apple Intelligence and the all-new camera control on us.
Let's get cracking, like a breakfast egg.
You can use those eggs to make some eggnog, Snoop.
Respect.
And people do love T-Mobile, where you can save on every plan versus the other big guys.
You know, y'all could take some of those savings and buy some Snoop merchandise.
Always a great stocking stuffer, Snoop.
We up out of here.
Hold your horses, Snoop D-O-double-G. Let's remind people one more time.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get four iPhone 16s with Apple Intelligence on us. Plus four lines for $25. Now drop that, Jake.
With 24 monthly bill credits for eligible trade-ins and four new lines with autopay. Well-qualified customers plus taxes and fees and $35 per line connection charge. Cancel entire account before receiving 24 bill credits and credit stop and balance on required finance agreements due. $829.99 credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save on wireless and streaming versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence available now.
Mostly lower action in the markets at midday. This is the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen with this market update. Talking now at the NAFB convention at Kansas City with Arlen Suderman, chief commodities economist at Stone X. Arlen, looking at the markets, more downward pressure again. Soybeans, wheat, kind of the same trend we've seen all week. Long corn lower, too. Markets just kind of compounding on each other with the same kind of downward trend this week. What are you seeing in the grains?
Yeah, keep in mind what drives these markets to a great extent. Now, supply and demand is still ultimately the factor that drives where price ends up. But in the meantime, we spend a lot of time with managed money really driving the market influence. And in the world of Wall Street, these traders are getting bombarded with advisory services talking about the macro picture, which direction to drive your money. And a lot of it's been driven around the election. And so with the election now behind us and a clear winner behind us. We know there's going to be a Trump presidency. The advisory services have been saying that we're going to have inflation, and we're going to have tariffs, and we're going to have economic growth in a business-friendly environment. So that right there means that the money flows into the dollar and out of the currencies that we compete with. That tariffs would be hard on Europe's economy, be hard on Mexico, be hard on China. Their currencies go down, dollar goes up. That creates problems for the commodities. They're being told that with the Trump presidency, we're going to have peace in the Ukraine. So that means we can remove the war premium from the wheat market. Never mind the fact that we anticipate we're going to see a sharp drop in exports coming out of the Black Sea starting in probably February, if not sooner. And that's going to start tightening up the world balance sheet, although it looks like we're going to have a little bigger crops partially offsetting that out of the southern hemisphere. So that means overall that wheat prices are going down. And right now we're talking about a chart picture since support gave way. They're seeing, okay, we know the macro story. How far can we take it? Well, there's air underneath of us until we get to the August lows. On soybeans, we can certainly have a lot of difficulty building a bullish case right now with the crop in Brazil looking really good. As I talked to our people in Brazil there yesterday, and they say even Argentina and Paraguay, despite all the talk of dryness, the crop's still looking good. And so not really a story, but soy oil really has been the story on the Trump trade there. And soy oil is being sold overall, bounced a little bit this morning, but has been sold in recent days.
All right, we do appreciate it. Arlen Suderman there with StoneX for Markets here on the American Ag Network. From the NAFB convention, I'm Jesse Allen.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The soybean industry is not resting on its market expansion laurels. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
There's a bumper soybean crop being harvested right now, and more than ever, that soy is going in many different ways to many different uses. Matt Amick is Director of Market Development with the Missouri Soybean Association and the Missouri Soybean Merchandising Council.
We had a great growing season, especially early on. A lot of parts of the traditional soybean growing areas had good conditions. I think in a lot of areas it got a little dry in August, early September. So those late planted beans or maybe the double crop beans may have got a little bit of the yield taken off. But in general, we're predicted to have a very large crop, which means we're going to need a lot of new markets to take those soybeans to.
Amick says the necessity of market expansion is a matter of simple economics.
When we have a larger crop, when we have larger you know, across the world, we have new competition or growing competition from South America. They're growing more soybeans. There's more soybeans on the world supply, which is great for consumers and for those folks that are utilizing soybeans because it presents some good buying opportunities. So it's just a function of trying to catch up that demand with this supply of soybeans, whether it be soybean meal or soybean oil that's on the world market.
Amick says the first major new market explored by soy was biodiesel, but it hasn't stopped there.
Recently, we've really put a lot of research and efforts into new innovative uses using soybean meal in industrial products or consumer products like soy tires, roofing products, asphalt and concrete products, Skechers shoes. There's a variety of things that are happening. And we, you know, now with our demand situation, a lot of our soybean oil is being utilized for biofuels. We've actually transitioned a lot of that to the protein portion, the soybean meal, the soy flour portion, and we're looking for new uses with that product.
And now soybeans are looking for more market expansion.
So we're really focused on trying to build out more domestic livestock utilization here in the Midwest and across the country, and also developing new export markets. We had a record soybean meal export last year. We're probably going to have a new soybean meal export record this year. And it's looking at markets like Southeast Asia, Latin America. So there's a lot of new opportunities for growth with the soybean meal, trying to use as much of it domestically, but then also looking at international markets as well.
Matt Amick, Director of Market Development with the Missouri Soybean Association. That's today's Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from the NAFB convention in Kansas City. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is reminding farmers and manure applicators to check the runoff risk advisory forecast before spreading manure on fields. The tool helps determine the potential for manure runoff from a field depending on weather conditions. Now, the runoff risk advisory forecast includes maps showing short-term runoff risk for manure application. The maps also account for soil saturation, temperature, and precipitation on a scale of 1.5 square mile grids. The risk maps are updated four times daily with the latest information from the National Weather Service. Go to manureadvisorysystem.wy.gov. That's manureadvisorysystem.wy.gov for more information. The first state to complete the 2024 soybean harvest was a surprise. Minnesota finished its harvest, the USDA said in its latest crop progress report. The state was 5 percentage points ahead of its five-year average for November 3rd. This is a change from 2023 when Louisiana was the first state to get all of its soybeans in the bin. Minnesota Soybean Growers Association President Darren Johnson, who farms in Faribault County near the southern border, told Successful Farming that weather conditions played a big role in farmers getting into the fields early to harvest. A very dry August and September pushed the harvest window up so much that farmers were in the fields harvesting soybeans by mid-September. According to the June acreage report released by USDA, Minnesota planted the third most soybeans in the country in 2024 at 7.53 million acres. Senate Republicans have elected South Dakota's John Thune as the next Senate Majority Leader after rejecting public overtures from allies of President-elect Trump, who backed a different candidate. MSN reports Thune won a secret ballot vote of 29-24, beating out opposing candidate John Cornyn of Texas and Rick Scott of Florida. The 63-year-old Thune will succeed Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who has led the chamber's Republicans since 2007 and is the longest-serving as Senate party leader in U.S. history. Thune has served as whip since 2019 and campaigned heavily for his GOP colleagues during the election cycle. That was a metric often used to size up candidates' fundraising prowess and willingness to help out the party. Thune raised $33 million in this last cycle and attended more than 200 events for Republican candidates, according to his office. Thune has served in the Senate since 2005. Before that, he was South Dakota's at-large representative in the House of Representatives. President-elect Trump has selected former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin to run U.S.'s EPA. The nomination for EPA administrator will need confirmation from the Senate, where Republicans are poised to hold a majority of seats next term. Zeldin will ensure fair and swift deregulatory decisions that will be enacted in a way to unleash the power of American business, Trump said in a statement, adding that Zeldin will still maintain the highest environmental standards. NPR reports environmental groups decried the nomination as a step backward for environmental policy. Reuters reports during his time in Congress from 2015 to 2023 as a representative from New York, Zeldin cast yes votes on key pieces of environmental legislation 14% of the time, according to a scorecard by environmental group, the League of Conservation Voters. A second Donald Trump presidency will likely spell the death of OSHA's recently published heat safety rule, but experts say it won't necessarily mean no standard will come to pass. The agency published the proposed rule and began accepting public comments this summer. That time period closes December 30th. Then it would take several months for OSHA to review all the input, finalize the rule, and put it into effect. But Ashley Brightwell, a partner in Atlanta-based Elton and Bird's Labor and Employment Group, called the finalization of the rule highly unlikely before President Biden leaves office. The standard will also face congressional and legal challenges, and she added the Trump administration could abandon the rulemaking process altogether. The 1,000-page rule requires a heat injury and illness prevention plan, or HIP, that employers would need to put into effect for a heat trigger when temperatures reach 80 degrees Fahrenheit or above. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. From the NAFB convention in Kansas City, I'm Brian Winnekins.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
Dry weather is expected through the weekend in our ag weather forecast. Now, we will see some areas of fog and mist, though, at times during the early morning hours. Temperatures will run mild through Monday, with highs ranging from the upper 40s to mid-50s as well. Now, rain chances do increase next week. Partly sunny throughout the day today. Highs 48 to 53, relative humidities at 62 to 67%. North winds at 5 to 8. We'll see about 3 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy with patchy fog, lows 32 to 37, relative humidities at 95 to 100%, and a light wind. For Friday, partly sunny, some patchy fog early. Highs 49 to 54, relative humidities at 61 to 66%. Light winds becoming southeast at 5 to 8. We'll see about 5 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, partly sunny, highs 50 to 50. Sunday, partly sunny, highs 45 to 50. Monday, partly sunny, a chance of rain, highs 50 to 55. And for Tuesday, becoming cloudy, rain likely, highs 45 to 50.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stump road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Ooh, ooh. You and me go fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow. Almost over and the summer's come and the days are getting long. I waited all winter for the time to be right just to take you
in this town all up after the sun goes down. And say nothing good happens here when midnight rolls around. But laying down would be in vain. I can't sleep with you on my brain. And I ain't anywhere close to tired. Your kiss has got me wide. Girl, you got to be right. Killing in your Levi's. High on your loving's got me buzzing like a street light. It's still early out in Cali, baby. Don't you want to rally again? Find a row with no name. Lay back in the slow lane. Sky's dropping Jupiter around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows. I bet you will catch a nice second wind. We don't have to go home. We can leave the night on. We can leave the night on. Now all the stars are turning blue. Just kiss the clock to 22. Baby, I know what you're wishing for. I'm wishing for it too. Now all the lights are flashing gold. Nobody cares how fast we go. Our soundtrack's in the stereo. The DJ's on a roll. Girl, you got the heat right. Killing in your Levi's. High on your lovin's got me buzzing like a street light. It's still early out in Cali, baby. Don't you wanna rally again? Find a road with no name. Lay back in the slow lane. Sky's dropping Jupiter around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows. I bet you will catch a nice second wind. We don't have to go home. We can leave the night on. We can leave the night on. It's still early out in Cali, baby. Don't you wanna rally? We'll find a row with no name. Lay back in the slow lane. The sky's dropping Jupiter all around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows. I bet you we'll catch a nice second wind. But we don't have to go home. We can leave the night on.
Duran the Panthers. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I'm dreaming, stupid. I think I've been hit by a few, baby. No one needs to know right now.
I met a tall, dark, and handsome man. And I've been busy making big plans, but no. My feet wet, but he don't even know yet. But no one needs to know right now. I'll tell him someday, someway, somehow, that I'm gonna keep it a secret now. I want bells to ring, a choir to sing. A little boy, a little Benji, we go
My brother said that I was rotten to the core. I was the youngest child, so I got by with more. I guess she was tired by the time I came along. She'd laugh until she cried. I could do no wrong. She would always save me because I was her baby. I worked a factory in Ohio, a shrimp boat in the bayou. I drove a truck in Birmingham, turned 21 in Cincinnati. I called home to mom and daddy. I said, your boy is now a man. She said, I don't care if you're 80, you'll always be my baby. She loved that phonograph of our whole family. She'd always point us out for all her friends to see. That's Greg, he's doing great. He really loves his job. And Ronnie with his two kids, how about that wife he's got? And that one's kinda crazy, but that one is my baby. I got a call in Alabama, so come on home to Louisiana and come as fast as you can fly, 'cause your mama really needs you and says she's gotta see you. She might not make it through the night. The whole way I drove 80 so she could see her baby. She looked like she was sleeping, and my family had been weeping by the time that I got to her side. And I knew that she'd been taken, and my heart, it was breaking. I never got to say goodbye. I softly kissed that lady and cried just like a baby.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I've been burning bright for so long I can remember. Pretty girls and late night bars seem to be my line of work. Believe me when I say I can't stay this high forever. This man's had all he can stand. Time to lay this body down. Sweet Anne, can I stay with you a while? 'Cause this road's been putting miles on my heart. Sweetheart, I've been living in a fantasy, but one day lightning will strike and my bark will lose its vibe. But don't give up on me, sweet Annie.
life. But with an empty bed and the words I said don't carry any weight. If I could take back yesterday, find a way to start it over, I'd turn around, put that bottle down, and I'd pray it's not too late. Sweet Anne, can I stay with you a while? 'Cause this road's been putting miles on my heart. Sweetheart, I've been living in a fantasy, but one day lightning will strike and my bark will lose its bite. But don't give up on me. What will be, will be. Still beats fast for you, all over and over again. Oh, can I stay with you a while? 'Cause this road's been putting miles on my heart. Sweetheart, I've been living in a fantasy, but one day lightning will strike and my bark will lose its bite. But don't give up on me. Sweetheart,